It's been said that a band with a bad drummer is a bad band. The proof of this statement is evident when you hear a band that, and it's obvious that the drummer is the only guy or gal who can actually play. On this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast, we talk about 10 bands where the drummer is the best musician in the band. Oh, and by the way, we've got a special guest, Bill Damiano from the PA Rock Show joins us. We're starting right now.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And we are going to be talking about, this is kind of a complicated, well, not complicated, but kind of a weird topic. Bands where the drummer is the best musician in the band. And, of course, Keith the Hawk Hawkins is with us today. He's our resident drummer. He's the drummer in the band here. So he's going to probably be carrying most of the load. I said load. I did say load.
I knew you were going
to
laugh.
Anyway, so that's going to be the topic. So stick around. We got some great music for you guys today as well. Shout outs to some folks, including Rock Rage Radio. Go to rockrageradio.com. If you love great guitar-driven rock, you want to hear it 24/7, you don't feel like paying for a SiriusXM subscription, go ahead, just download the app. It's free, and you can hear us and a lot of other great podcasts and shows there, rockrageradio.com. Also, shout out to our sponsor, Wolf's Customs. You want to go to wolfscustoms.online. I say this all the time, guys. Listen, there's no reason to get on stage with the same old bass guitar, electric guitar, drum set, whatever, that the last band played. You know, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson at Wolf's Customs .online will do a custom paint job on your drums, your bass, your guitar, or whatever that will really make you stand out, will really make that instrument that you're playing really part of the show. They do a lot of cool stuff and for a wide variety of styles. So don't think that, you know, you just have to be a metal guy or a punk rocker or whatever. Go check him out, wolfscustoms.online. We have our cast of characters tonight, including Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's up, Keith?
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great, brother. All the way from New Orleans. As always, my right hand, biatch, Lily Von Six.
What? I always feel like you're going to say, and always is with me, is Garth Algar. That's what I always feel.
Hello, Wayne. Hello, Garth. Anyways, and our very special guest, Bill Damiano from the PA Rock Show podcast. That is PARockShow.com. Bill Damiano. Bill, what's up?
Nothing. I'm not sure how much I can interject on drummers with bad bands, but I can throw out some good drummers from the scene as side notes. Like the one behind me.
Bill, it's not a problem because Lily and I have no idea what we're talking about either. So,
some of these are so obvious. You'll be like, damn, I should have thought about that. And let me just, I'm going to reword it a little bit. You said like, yeah, we're talking about bands that have drummers that are the best musicians, but some of these bands, they have musicians that actually play. I just think maybe I'm biased. I don't know, but I think the drummer in these bands that I will name here tonight are, the drummer stands head and shoulders above everybody else. It's just obvious. I'm pretty biased, so I don't know.
Anyways, Bill, listen, you don't have to be any kind of expert. We're just gonna all sort of be talking. As you know, we talk some smack, you know, here and there. We've been known to do that, so feel free to chime in with anything, and we'll refer to you and to make sure that we get you involved. But tell us a little bit, Bill, before we get started. Tell us a little bit about your podcast. I know you have a couple different ones, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcasts?
All right, so the Pennsylvania Rock Show is Well, it's that. It's bands from Pennsylvania that play rock and metal. I've been at it since September 14th, 2004.
Whoa.
I recorded episode number 514 for this week.
Nice.
Lily has been on that one. Or no, wait.
What?
Yes, Lily has been on the Rock Show.
Yep.
And then Three Questions and a Song is a little newer. It's that one also is obvious. There's three questions asked, and we play a song and talk about the song. That one is on episode number 32. Brady Novotny was on episode 32.
That was great.
Lou was on that, but I don't remember what episode number. So that one's a little newer.
Yeah, Keith, why don't you get on and talk about some of the work you did with Black Laurel or something?
I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever you want me on, I'll come on, because now I feel left out because everybody on here has been on the show. I don't know. I didn't shower today. Maybe I'd be out, but I want to be on the show. We'll see.
We can definitely do that. The drummer.
I'll my people call your people.
Okay. The drummer that's behind me, Matt Ferrani, was integral in starting the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
There you go.
Matt's great.
He showed up with a bag full of local CDs and said, here, play this.
Nice.
So that's where the library started.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, guys. We are going to come back. We got Bill Damiano in the house. We've got Keith the Hawk Hawkins, Lily V6, and Lou Dini. And we're going to come back after we play this a band that I got to do a show with last year called Suwaka.
Yes.
But real quick, I want to remind you guys, if you love this type of thing, you love great guitar-driven rock, you're really into it, you want to hang out with other people that are really into it, we've got a great community at LouLombardiRocks.com. Totally free. Check it out. Guys, this is Labyrinth of Society by Suwaka. We're going to come back and be talking about these bands where the drummer is really the standout guy in it. Stick around on the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. All right, everybody, that is Suwaka. I don't know what happened there. They launched into some weird thing, but, you know, this is the world we live in with crazy tech. Crazy tech and coronavirus. Suwaka, the website.
And killer hornets.
Yeah.
And rigor mortis. Suwakatribe.bandcamp.com. Check them out. Really cool dudes. We did a great show with them a few months ago up at the Subalpine. Hopefully, in the next few weeks, places like that will be open again, and we can go all rock out with our cock out. So let's get into it, guys. Bands.
That means you, Lily.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
We're going to rock out with our talk out today. We're going to be talking about bands that, you know, maybe the band is good, but they've got that drummer who's just like a really standout. Not necessarily crappy bands that have a good drummer. But
I think all the bands I chose are good.
Okay.
These bands are good. I mean, they're very successful bands. I just think that, like I said, I think that the drummer in these bands are just
better
standouts in the band. You know, that's all I'm saying. They kind of carry the weight, we'll say. No offense to Paul McCartney, but
you meant Beatles reference. Yeah. So, Bill, before we start, who's your favorite drummer?
I'm going to go local scene. And unfortunately, he has passed away. But it was Keith Queter from the band Skell.
Oh.
That man could play. I like anytime I saw him live and there were other drummers, they ended up in the wings of the stage staring at him. I mean, he was amazing.
Did he also play with Whiskey High or just Skell?
No, Whiskey High was I can't think of his first name. It was Mike Pallone's brother.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was who. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I knew the Pallone brothers because we did a bunch as Whiskey High. I never heard them as Skell though. Cool. So let's get into it. We're talking about this. Keith, what do you got? Give us your first one on your list, brother.
First one goes out to all you hair metal fans. And I'm going to say this one here is just way too obvious. Motley Crue. Lee's Head and Shoulders. Tommy Lee is Head and Shoulders above the rest of those musicians in that band. Sorry.
Nah, it's Nicky Six, brother. He's the best musician in the band.
I'm sorry. Come on. Even I'm going to disagree with you, Lou, because I'm telling you what, Nicky Six can't play that.
But he writes all the songs.
I think Lou was kidding because sarcasm is just one more thing he offers in his show. But either that or
he needs to work on it.
He writes the songs that make the whole world sing.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Thank you, Barry. Yeah, Tommy Lee's playing just stands out. I mean, he's innovative. I mean, not only is he a solid rock and roll drummer, he's flashy. He's been innovative with drum solos. I mean, the guy's all over the place. And I think when you think Motley Crue, do you think a lot of people think about the singer in bands? I mean, Vince Neil in his time was great. And the band in his time was great. Tommy Lee can still sit down and he still sounds good playing.
And he can do it on a Ferris wheel.
Exactly.
or a roller coaster.
Yeah, and he can also steer a boat with his junk, so I mean that's impressive too, but that's a whole other thing.
I don't even want to know anything about that. I've never seen it, and I don't ever want to.
Oh, you've seen it. Everybody's seen it.
No, everybody's not.
I have not either.
Really? Okay, never mind.
Apparently Keith has seen it.
We'll talk about my porn fetish at another time, then. Let's go.
I always thought he was great. The only reason I say Nicky Six, and I'm not trying to contradict you, I'm being a bit of a smart ass, but the only thing is Nicky is
he does write the lyrics.
He's the songwriter
of
the band.
Yes, he is the songwriter of the band.
Okay. So that does interest me,
right?
Because somebody who's on my list is a songwriter as well, who's a drummer. But go ahead, Lily, you go.
Well, if I was actually gonna just do real quick, if we wanted to compare somebody to Tommy Lee here in Pittsburgh, we'd go with Justin Walker. I think, Bill, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he plays just like Tommy, even like the hand, like the hands and the flipping of the drumsticks and everything. It's very, very Tommy Lee.
What's his name again?
Justin Walker.
Do you know Justin Walker, Keith?
Hey, we went to the same high school. He went to McDonald. I think he was from McDonald, mm-hmm. like me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure is.
His dad used to run sound for bands I was in, Eddie. And he's a drummer too.
Yes.
Wow.
Justin Walker is a very solid, straight up rock and roll drummer, flashy and like has that. Yeah, that's a good comparison. He's got that Tommy thing going on.
Yeah.
And who's he play with?
He was with Silk Nine. He's with Icarus, which Bill probably knows a little more than I do on which bands he's with right now.
I do not, actually.
Okay. Well, he's with Icarus, which, and he was with Silk Nine. I think he fills in for another band, and it escapes me right now, but I know currently he's with Icarus, which.
Okay, cool. So who do you got on your list other than local? Vocals are great.
I know. I just wanted to compare real quick.
Our audience is international, so.
I'm actually going to, and I don't know if anyone's going to agree, but I'm going to put Neil Peart on my list just because.
Never heard of him. Yeah, not a fan.
I know. I know you haven't heard of him. Obviously known as a drummer for Rush. The reason I have him on my list, and I know I don't really like Rush, and I don't really watch Rush or listen to Rush, but when I did, and I have been to 2 live shows, that's where my eye went, and that's where my ears went, because he's fantastic. He's got that crazy drum kit that's all around him that I thought was fascinating, and he's extremely talented, obviously.
Here's where I'm going to go with I would go with Neil, and I know a lot of people say, no, Geddy Lee, but mm-hmm. I got to go, I think Neil edges him out just by a smidge,
like this?
Only because of not just because of the drumming, because he is considered, it's like him and John Bonham are like considered like
right
neck
there.
And neck of the greatest drummers in rock and of all time. But he's a lyricist, and I'm a songwriter, and I love songwriting, and I love lyrics, and Neil's lyrics, you know, on a personal note, does matter a lot to me. What do you think, Keith?
I mean, I wasn't trying to like some of my favorite bands are Rush, Led Zeppelin, The Police, who are probably the three most like the Holy Trinity for me of rock drumming. And I don't have any of them on my list. I just couldn't clearly say that they were head and shoulders above everybody else. Because those bands, they got some bad MFers in those bands.
Well,
and
I
totally agree with the Neil being a great drummer. He's one of my favorites. I think you have a good point about him edging out Geddy for being like a lyric writer. So, I mean, I could definitely see that. I won't even argue that point. I just didn't make my, I was just looking at drumming in a whole, and it's hard for me to look at, you know, as great as Neil is and say he's so much better than Alex and Geddy.
I see where you're coming from. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's where I was just fixated on the drumming. So I wasn't thinking about the whole.
And I think with The Police, you've got, Sting.
You got bad MFers, man. That's some bad dudes in that band.
I mean, like, Sting is really, like, holy crap. I mean, like, that, I mean, he's pretty tough to beat, man. I mean, Stuart Copeland is amazing, and Andy Summers is amazing.
Great.
But you
They're
think of all
bands.
The places Sting has been able to go with his music and all the different things he's been able to do, you know, it'd be tough to say that Stuart Copeland's the best musician in that band. So I know where you're coming from, but it's tough. It's not, I'm not saying he's not, I'm just saying it's a kind of, like, you know
it's,
what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of my picks are very, for me, there was like this cut and dry thing, like where I didn't have to hesitate. I could be like, bang, Motley Crue, Tommy Lee. It's just me, he's better. I know people are going to say, and I don't want to chap anybody's ass. These are just my opinions. Mick Mars is a decent guitar player. Nicky Six is, he is what he is. And Mitch Neal's overweight. But that's, you know, it's just one of them things where you're just, I have to be, it has to be cut and dry for me, man. I mean, if it's not cut and dry, I don't even want, like,
okay.
Well, this one for me,
I could have 500.
This one for me is cut and dry because
there you go.
That's all right. Rush, and I just think it's cool that he, like, I feel like he basically is Rush, and he wasn't even the original drummer. So, you know, where would
that's
Rush
a good
be
way
without
to,
him?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, 40 years later, he was still a new guy, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to throw one out real quick, and I'm very interested with Keith's reaction to this, and Bill's too, and Lily's, of course. Nirvana.
I have him on my list.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think Dave Grohl has proven himself.
That's
like,
cut and dry.
You know, out of the, you know, not only was he a great drummer in Nirvana, but he has gone on to be a great songwriter, a great front man, a great singer. So
he's great.
Yeah, just great. Just amazing.
Even if you're not a fan of these bands, you're a fan of Dave Grohl.
Yeah. He's like Rock's nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like friends with everybody. You know what I mean? He's like, you get the feeling if you ran into him on the street and he'd be like, yeah, let's go hang out. You know what I mean? He's just like one of those kind of guys.
And he learned to play drums because of Neil, apparently.
I know he was a Neil fan. I did know that.
I'm actually trying to get him to come on one of my shows, but so far he's been ignoring me.
Well, when he stops ignoring you, let me know. I want him on my show, too.
If you manage that, Bill, that's the one I'll do.
I have had Cordell Crockett and John Bechtel on my show. So Ministry's keyboardist, current keyboardist, and Cordell Crockett from Ugly Kid Joe.
Okay.
But they're also in local bands. That's how I finagled that.
Nice.
That's all right, man. It's at 6 degrees of separation.
That's right.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right.
So what do you got next, Keith?
this one to me, obviously, like all my picks was cut and dry, man. These guys are great. I've seen them live a couple months ago, and they're amazing. But this guy, you just can't. Again, you're not going to be a drummer. You just can't take your eyes off him. It's Tool, Danny Carey from Tool. Maynard James Keenan is one of my favorite singers. His lyrics are ridiculously deep. He's very personal about his lyrics. He gets a little controversial at times. And you really, when you see Tool, you can't even really see him on stage. But you can see Danny Carey, and Danny Carey's doing his thing on a nightly basis and playing some super, super intricate stuff. And it's ridiculous how good that guy is. And I think that the rest of the, I mean, just being a three-piece instrumental, you know, with just bass, drums, and guitar, those guys are more just riffing, man. They riff, and there's not a lot of, like, stuff. But drum-wise, I mean, he's going for it, man. I mean, every song is like a, he's taking you on an adventure, you know? So,
yeah.
Danny Carey's my pick, man. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah,
Danny
they
Carey.
Are. What I liked about Tool was, or is that they are progressive without necessarily being obviously progressive. They're not progressive in the same way that like Dream Theater is, or one of these bands that has like these long, or Yes, or one of these bands that have these, like, you know, all these like songs, all these movements. They will take you on, they will do 20 different things in a song, like in a 4-minute song, you know, and they can do it all, and it doesn't sound like a mess. Because a lot of bands that try to do that, it sounds like a complete cluster. I mean, Tool is progressive in the same way I feel that, like, the Police have that kind of thing going on. And what's the band, Bill? Help me out here. Who's the band that sang "Pardon Me" and "Drive"?
Oh, Incubus.
Incubus. That's another band that has a kind of like, they're kind of progressive, but they're able to do it in a 4-minute, you know.
Yeah, that definitely their earlier stuff. Their earlier stuff was definitely more progressive, and then they kind of felt the tension of selling records, and they went a little bit more straightforward later on. But yeah. That's another great band, though, and definitely their early stuff, like Science, albums like that, were definitely a lot more progressive.
That's I definitely think Bassline when I think Tool.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's you know the bass and the drums together. There was a local band years ago called Step 11 that had the same vibe. And it's really like, for me, it's the bass line. I can't separate the two in my head. I feel like they kind of mesh together.
As they should, in a way. Right, Keith?
They better be like peas and carrots for Forrest and Jenny, yeah.
Forrest and Jenny. What do you got, Lily?
I'm going with Morgan Rose from Seven Dust. He's he not only does he do the drums, but he does a lot of the background vocals. He also played with Tommy Lee for Methods of Mayhem and took over when Tommy hurt himself for Motley Crue. So he's obviously very versatile. He can change up his drumming styles. When you do see Seven Dust live, your eye does definitely go to him, and you are paying attention to him more than anyone else in the band. And he does often write the lyrics for the songs as well. So he's very multi-talented and also very respected in the industry for drumming. So.
You want to hear a useless piece of Seven Dust trivia?
I would love to hear that.
I love Seven Dust. but they, you know who signed them, who gave them their break?
I have no idea.
J.J. French. You know who J.J. French is?
I know the name.
He was the one guitar player from Twisted Sister.
Okay.
He started his own record label, and like think it might have been the first band that he signed with Seven
That's
Dust.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love Seven Dust. I haven't seen them in forever, though. Forever.
Great band. Are you a Seven Dust fan, Keith?
I don't really know much about Seven Dust. I know that the other day somebody told me that when they come to New Orleans, they sell out wherever they play. They usually play like smaller venues, but every time, because they're not as big as they probably once was, I guess.
No,
like,
yeah, they're definitely not.
They come to the House of Blues or somewhere like that where it's like, you know, a few hundred seats and maybe even like a little bit bigger venue, maybe like, you know, Joy Theater or wherever. They sell these places out. They just have which is not, New Orleans is known for like a rock town, but they do well here. For whatever reason. So it's,
what do you got, Keith?
I'm gonna go to the big four of metal, if you don't mind.
Oh no.
Everybody knows the big four of metal, and it's not the one you think. We're gonna go with Slayer with Dave Lombardo, or you can take the rest of the lineage of drummers they've had. I love Dave Lombardo is my personal favorite in Slayer. And I just think that he was a lot of times he carried that band. That could first of all, I really like Slayer. I think they're metal legends. I mean, they're Mount Rushmore of metal. But that guitar playing style that King and Hanneman do, I can take or leave, man. It's just too much whammy bar. It's a little too nerve-wracking for me. But Dave Lombardo's sense of groove, his sense of dynamics, his sense of, like, just even, you know, I'm not a big blast beat fan, but, I mean, the way he plays blast beats tastefully and not the whole freaking song. His double bass playing is amazing. Listen to Angel of Death. Just his sense of, just like I said, groove, dynamics, the whole package, man. He has what it takes to be a metal drummer, and that, you know, and obviously the stamina goes a long way too, because he can just throw down for 2 hours straight, and I don't even know if he catches a break at all. He just, that's one breath and Dave's gone, you know, going the whole time. I don't even know if you exhale, just suck it in, Dave, and you're gone, man.
Are you even allowed to breathe in that band, though?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd have time. I'd have a heart attack after the first song.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break and play. What are we going to play? We'll play Shun the Raven. And we're going to come back in a little bit. This is Shun the Raven. We're going to come right back. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're talking about bands where the drummer is really the guy. He just happens to just be like it. So let us know.
Take a look back at the things that I draw. And suffer the wrath of this god. Pulling through the
That is Shun the Raven on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Let me go ahead and give you the website for Shun the Raven so you guys can check them out for yourselves. You want to go to it's super easy. ShunTheRaven.com. Always on these bands to, you know, get a .com. Even if you're going to use Bandcamp or whatever, it's just great to have that. It just makes it so much easier for people like me and Bill Damiano who are trying to promote you to just go ShunTheRaven.com. And everybody remembers it. Super easy. So if you haven't done that yet, if you're a band and you're listening, you should definitely want to get a .com or .net or something like that. And you can point it or whatever. So that's your free marketing advice for today. You're listening to Ludini Rock, Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LouLombardiRocks.com for we did a lot of cool stuff there. You can find out about all our communities and everything. Shout out to Chris Thunderwolf Dotson at Wolf's Customs. Custom paint job on that guitar, guys. Don't forget it. All right, we are talking about drummers again, and not just drummers, but bands where the drummer is really the guy. He's just the guy. You know, everybody else in the band, they may or may not be so good. Maybe they're great, maybe they're not. Keith and I, when you first pitched this to me, and I don't know if any of this is on anybody's list here, but there's some incarnations of Kiss where they had some decent drummers.
So
this is one I could talk about.
Not a big Kiss fan. I mean, that's, you know, it teaches his own. I mean, but Kiss have had a few good drummers in their time. Eric Singer. I've seen Kiss live with Eric Singer. He's a badass dude, man. He can play. Eric Carr, God rest his soul, was a good drummer. I mean, I'm not a Peter Criss fan, so we'll just leave that at that. But
that's because Peter played swing. That's where he came from.
Peter played swing all right, but yeah, that's
my pick was actually Eric Carr, incarnation of Kiss for the best drummer. Just because I really love Tommy Thayer, so I think he's the better musician when he's in the band. So that's why I picked Carr.
Well, who's the guy that passed away?
Carr passed. I think he had cancer or something.
Yeah, he had heart cancer. Yep. Yeah.
Imagine that heart cancer.
Heart cancer? Shit, yeah. Man. I mean, that's something. It's a losing battle there.
You can throw Antoine Figg into that list too, because he played on their albums.
Legit.
I remember he was in Fraley's Common, so yeah, that's something that wouldn't make my list. But yeah, he was probably head and shoulders above. I seen him with Joe Bonamassa a few years ago, actually.
Antoine Figg.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Peter Criss.
Antoine Figg. It was the first drum clinic I've ever seen in my life was Antoine Figg.
The first drum what?
Clinic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
No, Anton's great. I mean, you know.
He was the loudest drummer I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
At that time. I have no idea. Well, I was like 10 years old probably, and I was like, what is this dude is playing so loud. Why is that necessary? We're in a room. It's like, you know, 6x8, and you're just like bashing the shit out of drum. But at the time, I thought it was great. But I was like, I remember my ears bleeding for like 3 days though.
I know Bill's a big fan of local people, so I'm going to throw somebody local out. Okay, Keith, plug your ears.
Local, I love local drummers, man. I was a local drummer at one point. I just moved away.
You're a local drummer in New Orleans now.
You're still local. You're just in a different place.
Yeah, I'm
just
local to
my heart's always in the Berg, man. You I'm just going to say,
I'm going to mention my Nirvana tribute band and say that Matt Muckle is best musician in that band.
Oh,
he really is.
You're in that band, though, aren't you?
Matt's the best
musician. He's never going to say himself.
Matt's the best musician in the band. He's a great drummer, and he's definitely the best musician in Supermana. And I think Chris would, Chris Krabluski and Chris Volpini would say the same thing.
You think they'd agree with you on
that
one?
Yeah, he really holds that damn thing together.
I'm sure.
You know the people I'm talking about. One of the Chris's. So Keith can just nod in the affirmative there.
There's actually, I have a handful of drummers I can name from Pittsburgh that I think are amazing drummers. I studied with a few of them, and there's amazing drummers in Pittsburgh, and they still are playing there, and they just, you know, for one reason or another, they're still Pittsburgh-based, but, I mean, that's just not a problem with that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so so what do you got, Lil?
The next one on my list, and I'm probably going to botch his name because it's a band that I don't really care for, but it seems I picked a lot of bands I don't care for on this list. I don't know why, but Ray Luger from Korn. He didn't start until 2009, but he's also been associated with Jakey Lee and SDP and David Lee Roth and Billy Sheehan and Steel Panther and Bang Tango. So again, he's one of those versatile drummers that could pretty much play whatever. Also, a Pittsburgh boy from West Newton, PA. So got to give a shout out.
West Newton. Wow.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I did not know that either. But
man, I played that room a lot.
So we're going to give him, you know, Pittsburgh shout out. He was also an instructor at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, California. And he's just the one I like to watch in that band, if I watch that band, which isn't often. So.
Okay, cool. All right, Keith, what do you got?
That was a good pick. It would definitely make my list. And he's by far the best player in that band, I think, especially now. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of. I mean, their first record I thought was cool, kind of was different, but I wasn't a fan of their first drummer, who I think had carpal tunnel and had to retire. But that's a whole other thing. But definitely Ray is head and shoulders above everybody else in that band, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a double shot here because I'm going to use two bands, one drummer.
Whoa.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to get a little greedy on your asses. I'm going to go to the Seattle scene with Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, with Matt Cameron, who's head and shoulders above everybody else in those bands. And I love both those bands. Chris Cornell is one of my favorite singers. But Matt Cameron immediately made a difference in Pearl Jam, and he was awesome in Soundgarden. And Pearl Jam's had like 55 drummers.
55.
They've had more drummers than Spinal Tap.
Boom! And Keith, you get the freaking Golden Ludini for the best joke.
There you go, Ted. There you go, Chief.
I was thinking Matt Cameron as well, but I was afraid to say it because I thought I'd get yelled at. But yeah.
Never be afraid to say anything on the Ludini Brock Metal Circus.
Why would you be afraid? Who's yeah, gonna this yell is, at this you is, here? This is... I just yell at you afterwards.
But Matt Cameron is he's a badass.
He's probably the most underrated rock and roll drummer ever. Seriously, nobody talks about him. He just never gets that pub that, I mean, he's been high profile band and he still like doesn't get the recognition he deserves. The dude can play, man. He's a great groove, awesome. He plays great, tasteful fills. I've even seen him play jazz on YouTube one time, and it was pretty good, too.
Really?
That's versatility. Playing in 17 different rock bands, I mean, it is what it is. But playing versatility, and different styles of music, that's where you can get my heart right there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to throw one out, and I'm not sure about this.
Okay.
Maybe it's just only because this is the only guy in this band that who I know, because he played with a bunch of
I won't yell at you.
But you can yell. You can freak out. I'm going to say Vanilla Fudge.
And you'd probably be right.
With our boy, Apice.
I almost had him on my list.
Carmine, the big ragu.
I almost had him on.
I actually probably wouldn't have even thought about that, but I don't even know anybody else in that band besides Carmine Apice, so we'll just give him a pass.
I mean, right. But he's gone on, and he's played with tons of people, so like he's a go-to drummer.
There was a rumor he was going to replace John Bonham and Led Zeppelin, for Christ's sake. I mean, that's how popular Carmine was.
So I would definitely put him in, as far as Vanilla Fudge goes, is the top guy in the band. Not to take away anything from anybody else in the band. Not that they're bad players, but just he's the kind of guy who's really the standout guy who, you know, got requested to play on a lot of other stuff with a lot of different people. So I'm just going to throw a little Carmine Appice out there for all y'all.
He looks like a Carmine.
He's a big ragu. But he's also worked with Beck Bogart Appice a piece. Blue Murder. Remember Blue Murder?
I love Blue Murder.
Yeah, that was a cool band.
John Sykes, man. Tony Franklin, a great fretless bass player.
Played with Ozzy, Rod Stewart, Ted Nugent. So, what can you say? He's got to be. He's got to be good. He's playing with all them people.
He's got to be good.
He actually has one of the best-selling drum instructional books of all time. I think it's Realistic Rock, Volume 1 or 10. I don't know how many volumes you made, but Volume 1, I think, is a top-selling instructional book, CD / package deal of all time. So
cool.
I don't own it personally, but I've heard it was good.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But if I don't have it, I don't know what to tell you.
Who's next? Bill Damiano, you got any comments? Are you a Carmine Appice fan?
It'll put me on the spot. For the last 15 years, I'd say 90% of the music that I've listened to is unsigned. So,
well, you're really you're living it, brother. He's keeping it real with the unsigned and the local stuff, man.
He knows his local too.
All right, man. Cool. All right, so who's next? Who's going to go?
I'm going to go ahead and throw out Zoltan Cheney from Slaughter and Vince Neil's solo band. But for this purposes, we're going to go with Vince Neil's solo band because I actually like Mark Slaughter better than anyone else in that band. It's also my sister's favorite drummer. I've seen him about 4 or 5 times, and he's sort of a mix of Keith Moon, the Tasmanian Devil, and Animal from the Electric Mayhem Band. The man,
Tasmanian Devil.
Just for entertainment purposes, I think he's fantastic. So, Vince Neil's band is basically Slaughter's backup band without, Mark. But he's definitely my favorite and I think the best in that band. He says it's all in his attitude when he plays. And he basically, plays the cymbals with his foot. He goes flying through the air and jumps on the drum kit and everything. I've seen him about 4 or 5 times.
Somebody did send me a video of him one day and I was like, what the hell is that?
He's insane.
I watched it, dude. He literally kicked the friggin' crash cymbal from in a sitting position and kicked the crash cymbal on the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hamstring would be ripped. Groin, I'd be out 4 to 6 weeks on the DL.
He's insane. And he breaks down his own equipment. He does not have room.
Well, that's saying something. I don't even do that in some bands.
Hey, Keith, who was the drummer? And I saw him play. He played for Pat Benatar and he played standing up. And he would leap over the drum kit. He was he's in one or two of her early videos. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was a real showman, man. He was really intense.
Myron Baumgartner.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's. I could be jacking up the last name, but his first name, Myron Baumgartner or Baumgartner. Yeah, he had some cool kits, too. Yeah, he would play standing up, sitting down, laying down, on his head, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. So who you got next on your list?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Wow.
You must be talking to me. I don't see anybody else there. So we're going to go a little bit. I'm going to go back to the 80s for a minute. But this one, to me, was totally cut and dry again because this guy's a drumming legend. I'm going to go with Missing Persons. Remember that band? Terry Bozzio was the drummer in that band. They had some hits. They were some leftovers from the Zappa days. And so they could all play. But Terry is just... He's a monster drummer.
Two words, Frank Zappa.
Legit.
Yeah. Warren Cucurillo was in that band. He's not a slouch himself. And neither was I can't remember the keyboard player's name. They're all really talented players playing with Zappa. But Terry Bozzio is just a effing monster, man. So.
I am going to throw one out. And again, I'm not sure, but this is my opinion. I'm going to say Brad Wilk. From Rage Against the Machine.
That's a good pick, man. But I think Tom Morello just with all his antics, upstages and
Metallica. Maybe I'm off on that.
No, but Brad's one of my. I think Brad Wilk is one of the guys I would call him and Dave Grohl that modern day Bonzo kind of vibe, man. And they've they played a minimal kit. They just groove real hard. They play loud and then they're dynamic. I think Brad Wilk's a great player.
All right,
I just think in that
maybe,
band.
Maybe an honorable mention, maybe, you know, maybe. Yeah, maybe I not. Think. And Tom Morello really is the guy who really stands out.
With all his craziness going on the guitar, sounding like he's a freaking, you know, DJ and whatever else he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, what do you got?
My last one, and you may not agree, you may agree, whatever. Phil Collins from Genesis. I just. Drummer, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, actor, obviously known for Genesis. I mean, he's had more of course you haven't. He's had more U.S. top 40 hits in the U.S. than any other artist during the 80s. And obviously, he's also, he sang too, right? He did like a lot of the lead singing.
Hell yeah.
Before or after.
After Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, yeah. So, I mean, he paved the way for a lot of drummers, I think. And he's like, I'm not into progressive rock, but he is one of the top progressive.
Well, that's what people forget about Genesis before, you know, and then there were three and all these records where, you know, they, you know, Abacab and all that stuff. They were a progressive band. You listen to Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. I mean, that is that's as progressive as it gets.
Yeah. He's in the top five of the most influential progressive rock drummers of all time. So,
and you could go, I think Phil. Yeah. You could go one step further with that too and go to Phil Collins's career before Genesis. He was in a band called Brand X, which is completely prog rock. There's a bit, they had a song called Nuclear Burn, which to this day I still have no idea what the hell he's playing. I know the time signature is 11:08, which means 11:08, but I have no idea how fast. I can't get it that fast because it's burning. You could also double up what I'm saying. Chester Thompson is a bad dude too, also played. They would play double drums at times in Genesis. So Chester Thompson, and that's nothing against Tony Banks and Mike Rutherford, who are great. But at times, Genesis had two drummers, and Chester Thompson is a great player too. And nowadays, I think it's Nick Collins, who's Phil's son, is playing drums with them. So what does that tell you? So it's in the blood.
Man. Yeah.
All right. So Keith, you get one more.
Is that it? Time. Son of a bitch. All right.
It was a quick hour.
Give me a second. Okay,
I'll give you two more.
Well, does Bill have any more things to say? Well,
we're gonna hit Bill at the end.
All right,
Bill's good, man. Check out that green screen he's got going. You can tell he's chilling out, man.
Oh, that's great, man. I mean, I love that shit. I'm gonna go with a legendary metal band with a lead singer who passed away on us, but. We're going to go with the drummer. When the drummer in this band, where this drummer came along, I think that he just took over the crowd and took over the show. I'm talking about Motorhead with Mickey D. Mickey D is a bad dude. And I seen Motorhead with Mickey D and I was like, this shit, he's killing it. And like, and Motorhead's great, man. Don't get me wrong. Lemmy is Lemmy. And he does his thing and he was cool as shit. Don't get me wrong. But when Mickey D came along, Mickey D was the best thing in King Diamond. And he was the best thing in Motorhead. I think he's in the Scorpions nowadays. He's probably the best thing in that band too. No offense to the Scorpions, but he probably replaced. I mean, their drummer was Herman Rarebell, who I don't even know if he compared to them at this point. So I mean, that's a whole other thing. But
Fran Crasher says the best drummer ever is named Roland. He's totally boss.
All right. Thank you,
Keith.
Fran.
Gets that joke. Bill, did you get that joke?
I did.
I have no comment. Awesome. You know what I say about that? Drum machines have no soul, man.
I gotta say, Fran, you get the Attaboy Award, dude. That was the best comment we've had like in a long time. That was freaking awesome. We'll have to explain it to you later.
Have to do that later. That's a musician joke. Okay.
So those of you who are musicians out there, you'll definitely get that. So, Bill. Damiano, great vibe, man. We're gonna have you on again.
Cool.
We'll let you pick a topic. That's what we'll do.
And then you guys will be lost.
Yeah, we'll be lost. Yes.
I don't know what to do. I might not be lost.
Can I throw out two more drummers before we go?
Throw out whatever you like. Bill, hey, by the way, guys, let me just give a Bill Damiano another plug in case you signed up late here. We have Bill Damiano on. Bill is a podcaster. He's got his own show. He's had me on. He's had Lillian. He's going to have Keith on very soon, where Keith can show up at his house and beat the crap out of him. PA Rock Show podcast. PARockShow.com is how you're going to find Bill. And he's got a couple shows, but check him out there. So, Bill, what do you got on your – what's on your mind, brother, before we wrap up for today?
So I mentioned Matt, who's on my green screen behind me. Mm-hmm. He is currently in A Common Crown After the Fall. He was in Slant 6, which is more of a pop rock band.
Okay.
I've seen him sit in for Doppler Effect, if you're familiar with them, Southern rock band. Mm-hmm. Like he walked in without any practice, sat down and played their originals.
Nice.
He's a phenomenal drummer.
I play all the bands except for Doppler on my show.
And then the other drummer I want to mention is Chris Rain, who you may have heard referred to as Rude Dog. He played in Fist Fight in the Parking Lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He plays Stateless Comet.
He's producing a track for me right now. Yeah. I know Chris real well. Yeah.
Also a great drummer. And I've been following him on Facebook for years, and I get to watch him play guitar and bass and sing.
He is a total sweetheart. He's like one of the nicest, chill. He called me just to see how I was doing during the COVID thing. He goes, "I was just worried about you, man." Like, he's just a great dude, man. That's a good pick. Good drummer too. Excellent.
So lots of great musicians in this area that don't get their due because nobody really watches the Pittsburgh area.
Well, that's what we're here for. So, Bill, what do you want to say, brother? You want anything specific coming up on any upcoming podcasts you want to talk about real quick that you got coming up? Or
so I am terrible at remembering what I have scheduled. The Pennsylvania Rock Show is scheduled into
little
July.
Little less weed, brother. Little less weed. You know, yeah. I know we're all like
there's,
locked in.
There's none of that. It's called being 43.
I'm going to be 53 on Sunday, so I got you beat.
Oh, shit. You serious?
Yeah. Hey, Keith, we were there 2 years ago today.
We're interrupting Bill. Yeah, Bill, go ahead, brother. Bill.
No, it's cool. My website's loading, so I was trying to cheat while you were talking.
It was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago? Yeah, it was fun. We were down in Nolens. Facebook reminded me today. It was nice of them.
It was nice of them to remind us of what we're not doing.
Right. Well, we're not
next time next time you come here, you're gonna ride the ferry the entire time. That's it.
That's what he wants to do.
I've never seen anybody have that much fun on a goddamn boat.
That was so much fun. I love that ferry. It was so relaxing, and you can like just walk around with booze all day.
I know, it's great. That's
you had a lot more fun than people on the Titanic, I'll tell you that much.
he's dying
in the band. And the band played on. Where the hell are they going to go? That one guy left at the end of the movie. He was like, "I'll see you all later." Where are you going, bro? Seriously, just sit back down.
Sit down.
Just keep playing.
Keep playing. Don't worry about it.
I think everybody watching your show went to my website because it's not loading.
Well, guys, go to parockshow.com and check out everything that Bill has going on. It's totally worth your while. Bill has been a good friend for a while now, and he's been a podcaster like since even before I was a podcaster. So I am very, I'm really humbled and grateful that you came on tonight, brother.
I was excited to do this. I wanted to ask for a long time, and I kind of hit it by posting all those people and then putting you guys in the comments like you were an afterthought. That's not really what was happening there.
No. When you said that, I was saying to Liam, like, duh, like, why don't we interact? Why don't we have other podcasters on?
It makes sense.
Starting with Bill Damiana, because we know several. So we're gonna make this a regular thing. We're gonna get some other people and just have some fun.
So I can tell you that this week's show is with The Art of Burning Bridges.
Oh, thanks.
And if you're not familiar with them, their lead singer / guitarist is Wraith in September Morning. Mm-hmm. So
awesome.
Nice.
So I've also interviewed her. I didn't mention her when I was mentioning famous people.
All right, guys. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Bill Damiano sitting in with us today. We have Keith the Hawk Hawkins all the way from New Orleans. Woo! It's good to see you, brother. It's always good to see you.
That's right. That's right.
Lily V6. Lily, your show on Rock Rage is what again?
Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to rockrageradio.com or download the free app on your phone.
If you're passionate about great music, you want to hang out with other folks that are passionate about great guitar-driven rock, go to lulombardirocks.com. There's all kind of cool people there. People are posting music all day. We're sharing stuff. We're talking about it. No drama, you know, no politics, none of that crap, no yelling. It's just a cool group of people getting into music. So check it out at lulombardirocks.com. Guys, have a great week. Shout out to Bill Damiano. Thank you, buddy, so much for being on. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Love you.